USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the same chamber where the Democratic-led U.S. House brought impeachment articles against him, President Trump delivered the State of the Union address last night, his third of his presidency. He touted his accomplishments, of course, but also painted a positive picture going forward.
In just 3 short years, we have shattered the mentality of American decline, and we have rejected the downsizing of Americans' destiny.
After his speech, Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was seen tearing her copy of his address in half. The ADP private payroll jobs report out this morning shows the creation of jobs had its best month last month since May of 2015 at 291,000 new private sector jobs created. The government's jobs report comes out Friday, and this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
The impeachment trial of President Trump will conclude today as the U.S. Senate holds a final vote on whether to acquit him of the 2 articles of impeachment brought against him by U.S. House Democrats or to convict him and remove him from office. The former is expected rather than the latter, as the Senate is Republican-led and they've remained unified on the matter. Kansas City will shortly be holding a Chiefs Kingdom Champions Parade today through downtown streets to celebrate the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs. Parade organizers are predicting over 1 million people could be lining that 2-mile route, although several inches of snow are on the ground. The Chiefs beat the 49ers on Sunday in Miami to win their first Super Bowl in 50 years. The Culinary Institute of America in upstate New York honoring famed graduate Anthony Bourdain, naming a scholarship in a main school hallway after the chef who took his own life in 2018. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
An American automaker issues a recall, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
General Motors has updated a December recall for the 2019 Chevy Silverados, GMC Sierras, and some Cadillac CT6s, since the fix in the initial recall caused a brake failure problem. GM initially recalled the 2019 model vehicles in December to fix a software error that was found in the electronic brake controls that could cause the vehicle's anti-lock brake systems to shut off. GM said the software update used for the last recall disrupts the electronic brake control module when the consumer starts the vehicle using the OnStar app. The new repair involves having dealers reflash the vehicle's electronic brake control module with a new calibration that resolves both the issues. A stop sale order was placed on all vehicles until dealers fix them.
The co-creator of the TV series MASH is dead. Gene Reynolds was 96. He passed away of heart failure at a medical center in Burbank, California on Monday. Reynolds was nominated for 24 Emmy Awards, and he won 6, including for Outstanding Series for MASH and twice for Lou Grant. And they're gathering in Kansas City, as later this morning they'll be stepping off with a victory parade for the NFL champ Kansas City Chiefs. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.